Today, May Credit Snapshot tells the story. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. We hit the last working day of the month again today, so we get the lending statistics from both the RBA and APRA, and together they give the view of lending momentum. We start with APRA, who released their monthly banking statistics to the end of May 2018. After last month's drop, we were waiting to see whether the loosening announced by APRA would show up. And yes, this month there was a small rise in both the growth of owner-occupied and investment lending. Total portfolio balances rose by 0.38% to $1.63 trillion, which would translate to a 4.6% annualised growth rate, well above inflation and wages growth, if this rate continued. Thus, household debt still grows ever larger, a ratio of 188.6 household debt to income, according to the RBA's data from last December, despite being at record and risky levels. Within that, owner-occupied loans rose 0.52% in the month to $1.08 trillion, up $5.5 billion, while investment lending rose just 0.13% to $555 billion, up $712 million. On an annualised term basis, owner-occupied loans are growing at 6.2%, while investment loans are growing at 1.5%. Investment loans now make up 34.06% of all loans, which is still very high but falling. Turning to the individual lenders, there was little to be seen at the total portfolio level, with CBA leading the owner-occupied lending still and Westpac the investment side of the ledger. However, the individual portfolios within the lenders are more interesting, with Westpac still leading the way in investment lending portfolio growth alongside Macquarie and NAB. However, CBA and ANZ both saw their investor portfolio balances fall while still expanding their owner-occupied portfolios. The Bank of Queensland dropped their balances in both owner-occupied and investment lending this month. Clearly, different strategies are in play. And so on to the RBA, who released their credit aggregates to the end of May 2018, the yin to APRA's yang. This is a market-level view, including belated and partial data from the non-bank sector, so it's always a larger set of numbers compared with the APRA ADI set, which we discussed just now. The RBA data shows that total housing lending rose 0.37% from last month, up $6.6 billion to $1.76 trillion. Within that, owner-occupied housing rose 0.55% or $6.5 billion, and investment lending rose just 0.02% or $220 million. Personal credit fell again and business lending fell 0.3%, down $2.5 billion to $917 billion, all seasonally adjusted. Investment lending made up 33.5% of all housing loans, down from 33.7% the previous month, and it continues to slide as expected. However, the drop in business credit meant that the proportion of commercial lending fell to 32.4% of all lending. The monthly growth trends shows the fall in business lending and the fall off in investor lending, and they're all seasonally adjusted, which, by the way, in the current environment, may well be writing the volume down too far. The 12-month rolling trend shows unoccupied housing still running at 7.9%, well above inflation and wage growth, while investment lending is now at 2%, which is the lowest since the RBA series started to be published in 1991. Have no doubt, investor lending is fading. Personal credit dropped an annualised 1.3%, the largest fall since the GFC outturn in 2009. Business lending was around 3.8% annualised and slid a little. Finally, the non-bank contribution to lending growth can be imputed by subtracting the APRA ADI data from the RBA market data. This is an inexact science because of timing and coverage issues across the data, but it tells an interesting story, with non-bank growth rates sitting around 20% for owner-occupied loans and around 18% for investor loans, both on a 12-month rolling basis. so we can see where some of the slack in the system is being taken up as non-banks flex their muscles. Regulation of this sector is a concern, as Moody's highlighted recently. Their report stressed that the push into investment in interest-only lending has further captured the interest of private equity investors, and this has led to 3 acquisitions of non-bank lenders in the last 9 months. And they say if the current rapid growth rate were to be sustained over a prolonged period or even rise, or if non-bank lenders were to push into the riskier segments of the investment and interest-only mortgage markets to maintain growth, this would pose risks, they said. According to them, non-bank lenders may need to rapidly expand their underwriting teams, and this could compromise the quality of their staff, experience, and risk controls. APRA has this responsibility, but how actively they've looked at this segment of the market data when data is so hard to acquire is a moot point. My guess is they are light on. But overall, this appears to show a willingness to continue to let debt run higher to support home prices. So we are still on the same debt-exposed path should interest rates rise further, as is likely, as we discussed recently. Sound of Cowen being kicked firmly down the road once again. If you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or a question. If you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.